This is Series 2, Episode 3, The Moment a Man Loses Himself. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up, one choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. Most men don't fall because of women. Most men fall because they abandon themselves. They stop listening to their intuition. They ignore red flags. They trade truth for comfort. They become emotionally dependent. And the moment a man abandons himself, he becomes weak. And a weak man destroys his own life. Today's episode isn't about hating women. It's about understanding what makes a man collapse and what a man must build inside himself to rise again. Here's a truth most men don't want to face. Women don't ruin strong men. Women ruin men who are already weakening themselves. And that weakness doesn't start with anger, emotions, or mistakes. It starts quietly in the moments when a man says, "I'll ignore this. She doesn't mean that. Maybe I'm overthinking. Maybe it will get better." Men don't fall because a woman lied. Men fall because they lied to themselves. People love to say, "Be consistent." But here's the real truth. Women don't leave masculine consistency. They leave emotional consistency. There are two types of consistency. The first one is masculine consistency, which is attractive. This is consistency in purpose, boundaries, values, discipline, emotional control, self-respect, the mission you stand on, who you are. This consistency creates safety and confidence. This is the consistency of a man. Number two is emotional consistency, which is unattractive. This is consistency in being always available, always forgiving, always giving reassurance, always explaining, always trying to prove love, always putting her first, always ignoring disrespect, always accepting her inconsistency, always absorbing her chaos. This is the consistency of a man who is no longer leading himself. This creates comfort, then boredom, then disrespect, then distance. Not because she's evil, but because she no longer feels your strength. A woman stops trusting the man who stops trusting himself. A woman's nature is emotional, intuitive, and responsive. She reacts to the man you are, not the man you pretend to be. When you lose yourself, she loses you emotionally. When you get too available, abandon your standards, avoid conflict, try too hard, tolerate disrespect, stay when your soul says leave, give effort without boundaries, make her your purpose, ignore God's warnings, she stops feeling safe. Not safe in the sense of violence, safe in the sense of your masculinity. A woman cannot trust a man she can emotionally control. She cannot desire a man she's no longer afraid to lose. She cannot follow a man who's following her. The greatest danger to a man is not heartbreak. The greatest danger is self-betrayal. Every time you ignore the truth inside you, you chip away at your own identity. You know the feeling. You feel the shift. You feel the disrespect. You feel the distance. You feel the lie. You feel the imbalance. But you stay. Not out of strength, out of fear, out of attachment, out of desire, out of comfort, out of hope. And that's when a man collapses. Not when she leaves, but when he leaves himself. Here's what weak men do. They stay too long. They give too much. They explain themselves too much. They ignore what God is showing them. They tolerate inconsistency. They negotiate their worth. They try to prove their love. They stop focusing on their purpose. They get emotionally led by a woman instead of spiritually led by God. When a man lives like this, a woman stops respecting him, even if she loves him, because love cannot survive when respect is lost. Every man reaches a moment where he realizes, I wasn't wrong for loving her, I was wrong for abandoning myself to keep her. That's the breaking point, and it hurts, but it also wakes you up. You rise from that moment different, clearer, sharper, stronger, more anchored, more masculine. Your spirit returns. That's when the building begins. You rebuild by becoming a man whose consistency comes from discipline, self-respect, your mission, your purpose, your boundaries, your relationship with God, your emotional control, your strength, your silence, your standards, not emotional availability, not trying to be perfect, not trying to be her peace while you're breaking inside. A woman doesn't need nice. She needs a man who stands firm, a man who leads himself before leading anyone else. A woman cannot destroy a strong man, but she can expose a weak one. Your job is not to control a woman. Your job is to control yourself. Your job is not to chase her approval. Your job is to chase your purpose. Your job is not to become emotionally predictable. Your job is to become spiritually unshakable. Masculinity is not toxic. Weakness is. When a man controls himself, he becomes unstoppable. This is Angel Lopez, and you're tuned into the Nomad Build. Until next time, keep building.